situation. You always read about, they suggest the two world leaders should sort of fight it out hand to hand with them. This is kind of that kind of thing there.
At the time, Fischer declared, chess is war on a board. And at that moment in history, it certainly seemed like it. But then, it always has. If all games are to some degree a surrogate for violence and war, no game so closely compares to a set-piece battle as chess. Two opposing armies line up to march across the board, foot soldier pawns in front, officers behind. Every chess set shows a society at war. Whether that society is Indian, Middle Eastern, or European, the way the pieces are named and shaped tells us a great deal about how that society functions. So if we want to visualize European society around the year 1200, we could hardly do better than look at how they played chess. And no chess pieces offer richer insights than the 78 mixed pieces found on the Hebridean island of Lewis in 1831, and known ever since as the Lewis Chessmen. 67 are in the British Museum. 11 are owned by the National Museums of Scotland. Between them, these much-loved pieces take us into the heart of the medieval world.
I was trying to define what chess is, and I asked Tony Miles, Grandmaster, and he said, "It's not an art," he said. "If I can find a way to win that's crude and blunt, I'll do it that way. It's not an art, it's a fight, it's a fight."
The Lewis chessmen, they are so perfect. There are so many of them, a real family.